Wake up! Work out! Look hot! Kick ass! Hosted by Denise together with her guests. We'll share many tips on fitness and health. Be fit, be cool, guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Ice Kacang and this edition of Be Fit, Be Cool, your weekly dose of fitness motivation. I am Denise. I'm a personal trainer.
And I'm Azman, a kickboxing sifu.
We are your hosts.
Check us out on our Instagram at Denise_TKJ.
And Azman at Esmonds.
Esmonds. Esmonds. You're being an Australian.
Yeah. So guys, today we want you to drop down and give us 20 more.
20 more.
Push up.
Come on.
Pull up.
Give me that jumping jacks. Give me that knee tucks.
Yeah, and the cross jab elbow.
Oh, hell yeah.
Basically, we are trainers, right?
Yeah.
We want to inspire you.
I want to torture you.
You want to torture So we want to try to inspire you through this episode, right? We want to try to inspire you to be healthier, to get fitter, to actually move your bum bum.
Hell yeah.
It's the new year, man.
That's right. Drop down, give me 20.
Of what? Not burger.
That one later.
Okay, how can we do this? Through podcasts. Number one, check out your health report, man.
Go to a doctor, you know, get a screen test.
Yeah.
Get a screen test so that you know where you stand.
Yeah.
We've covered this in a few episodes ago, but it's a good start.
Yeah, you need to see what you need, what your body need, what must be changed, what is the status of your health right now.
That's right. Yeah, you got to start somewhere. If you don't know anything, you have to find out.
Exactly. Yeah? So, besides that, you need your sugar level, whether you have high blood pressure. How is your diet? You know, whether your diet is actually affecting your health.
Correct.
Your exercise, whether your exercise is affecting or your non-activity is affecting your health.
Correct. It can be either or.
Yeah.
So, before that, you need to get a professional medical examination.
Yeah.
And
get a stress test.
Yeah, find out.
Or, like, even if you want to do full checkup, you can check if all your organs are functioning well.
Organs.
Organs. Yeah. Is your heart functioning well at the stress test? When's the last time you actually did a full body checkup, man?
Who? You're talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the listeners. But no, yeah, no. You asked my...
I think 2 years ago.
So take note and take action. Now is the time. It is now or never.
That's right. You go, girl. Come on.
Pick up the phone. Call that gym you've been holding off joining. Call a trainer or your friend that you've been holding off training. My accent is really off today. Holding off training with. Yeah. So really look at your health as starters.
That's right. Now, number two. If you're afraid to go to the doctor, find yourself a mirror.
Oh, yeah. That's the easiest. How do you look in front of the mirror? Yeah.
Be honest with yourself. And what do you want to change?
Take up your iPhone right now, or your phone, or your Android, and go to the camera, selfie mode, and look at yourself.
That's right.
What do you see?
Judge yourself. Don't judge others. Judge yourself.
Do you like what you see? Don't use that filter. Don't anger up as well. Find areas which you want to improve. Like if you look into the mirror, do you like that belly pouch? Do you like that thighs?
Yeah. Or the underarm Superman?
Yeah. The chicken wing?
Yeah.
Do you want six pack or not? You know, you don't want that flabby chicken wings. You don't want, you know, that you want that inner thigh gap. You know, women are obsessed with that.
Yeah, man. Why?
It's actually genetic. I can tell you, women, ladies, unfortunately, most of the inner thigh gap workouts are all nonsense.
There you go.
It's genetic.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you very much.
Seriously, you lose weight and then you train hard for the inner thigh, it will get toner. You will not have an inner thigh gap.
It's genetic.
Yeah, it's genetic.
People.
You will get toner. And we are going to come back into punching our ways to your mirror. Does that make sense? After a short break. Yeah.
And we are back.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So we were talking on the magic mirror.
Yes.
That's right. We were talking on magic mirror. So once you look into that magic mirror, once you have identified what you want to improve for yourself. Be it to be leaner, be it to be bulkier, be it to be healthier or more glowy. Whatever the reason is,
Don't go for Botox.
Sorry?
Don't go for Botox.
Don't go for Botox. Damn right. We should cover that, you know?
No.
We should.
Yeah, write down your plan.
Yeah. No, anyways, write down your plans.
Mm-hmm.
Is it incorporate areas to improve, how long you want to take to achieve that goal.
Yep.
And how much time are you willing to spend on to achieve that goal?
Yeah, and you need to be specific on a time, like how many days in a week, how many minutes in that particular day. Yeah, what workout plan you need to take to achieve that.
That's right.
Yeah, be specific.
Be specific. Also, ask advice. Ask advice from your medical practitioners.
Yeah.
Or go to the gym, ask a PT, or sign up for a PT.
Yeah.
Those people with knowledge can help you achieve it better.
Yeah,
faster,
people like us.
More proper, you know?
Yeah. Number three is, come on, guys, stop admiring those sportsmen. You've been wanting those six-packs. You've been wanting to run marathons. You've been wanting to lift weights. You've been wanting to do kickboxing. Just freaking do it. Like, just stop. Just stop saying that, oh, I wish that I'm like that. I wish this. Oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, that person's like that. Seriously, just do it.
That's right. Champions are made. They are not born.
And they are not made overnight.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to put time and effort into it.
Stop procrastinating.
That's right. If you stop procrastinating.
If you start making plans.
Then.
It's a freaking new year.
Someone's angst today.
Yeah, we have to motivate, right?
That's right. Damn right, people. Come on. Get your bum off the ground. Start off the new year right. Make a plan. Stick to it. Achieve it.
Stop like looking at Instagrams and then, oh, it's so far away. This person's body I will never achieve. Oh, if only I'm like, seriously, it's like people actually have to stop saying, if only I have a body like that. You can have a body like that.
Exactly. It's attainable.
It's attainable. And what you see, it's not achieved overnight. I mean, they don't show you what they go through. They don't show you the times where they curse, when they lift the weight. They don't show you when how much punches to get thrown at.
Hell yeah.
You see the end results. And then what happens is, well, I'm just sidetracking, but like people like bodybuilders and stuff.
Yeah.
And what happens is, oh, when they see the end results, they say, oh, this fella obviously takes steroids. But hello, the fella is probably training for 10 years
That's
already.
That's right.
Yeah, it takes progress. And you can get there. It's just a matter of patience, perseverance, determination.
That's right. You got to believe in yourself.
And do it.
Put time in it.
Number four is your friends or family just discovering that they have health issues.
This is actually a common, I would say, trigger. Yeah. It's actually a very common trigger that affects people in general.
Yeah, especially whether your parents, older folks, or your friends.
Correct.
And you get worried for them.
Yeah. So when you get worried for them, do something about it.
Yeah, do something for them.
Yeah, do something for them. It's like, let's just say, for example, my mom. My mom is not young. She's very old. She's 80 plus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she needs to exercise.
Yeah.
So, but she can't do like hardcore exercises like normal people.
Yeah.
Even walking is good for her.
Yep.
You know?
Definitely.
So take her out to the garden. Yeah. Just walk. Yeah.
But,
so do something like that. Go to the taman or just be active. This is for old people, lah.
Yeah.
But if it's a younger person that you're worried about that has health issues, then you can do the same thing. But start at a doable pace.
And the best thing is actually to drag them to go to workout and do it together with them.
Correct.
Or be
correct.
There for them.
Correct.
At
correct.
Least for the beginning.
Yeah.
And if you're worried about yourself to be the next victim, do something about it as well. Stop worrying. It's not rocket science.
That's right.
Yeah, just
we had one guest.
Uh-huh.
Papi Zat, remember?
Yeah.
So he was worried for himself because I think his father was it or something, or one of his relatives.
Yeah.
Then it really ticked him. He has lost
action.
About what, 30 kilograms.
So don't wait until you're sick or something is really wrong with you, only regret and fix it. But just start now before something goes wrong.
That's right.
That's all we have for today. I hope we've inspired you or scared you into working out.
I think the knee scared you more. Yeah. She was on a roll.
Yeah, come on, do it. So, yeah, Happy New Year. Gong xi fa chai. Yeah, check Ice Kacang out at their website, www.icekacang.com.my, Instagram and Facebook at Ice Kacang MY. Ciao for now.
Go for goal.